Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Discuss a topic that is in the news. October 11th, yesterday, was apparently coming out day. All those people that are choosing a homosexual lifestyle have chosen this day to as their holiday, so to say, and their celebration day or whatever, however you want to put it. Well, this is why we have to be careful with what we're letting our children view and what are letting our children watch, and how society and the world has changed, and the standards of the scripture has dropped more now than ever before. DC Comics, you know, the comics with all the superheroes, one of those superheroes being Superman, the superheroes of superheroes, apparently had a son, and his son grew up with these superpowers. But unlike his father, who was in a relationship with Lois Lane, Clark Kent and Lois Lane were in a relationship and had this son, well, Superman's son is bisexual or homosexual or whatever you want to say. Now, I understand it's a very sensitive topic, and David Chappelle, a comedian, recently got criticized for just making some comments about transgenderism. And anytime you make a comment about homosexuality or transgenderism today in a negative light, it doesn't help your status in society today, because society today is so far against the scriptures. Meaning, if Yeshua was here today and the people that were proclaiming the scriptures, even our very own Creator in what He says in the scriptures about these topics, would be ridiculed and persecuted by society and the government and everything else, because you're hurting somebody's feelings. And not just somebody's feelings, you're hurting a gay person's feelings. And that's not my intent of this video here, to do that. But what? Superman's son is gay. Homosexual. I don't know what the politically correct word is today for that, but it's just shows how far the standards have dropped from what the scriptures call righteousness, and how this world is flooded with sin and living for sin, and the manipulation and the deceiving to our children and teaching our children certain things. And I want to bring this to people's attention, because those of you like me who grew up on comic books of superheroes and desire to be like them when you grew up, and you see all these movies, the number one rating movies in terms of money are superhero movies. And there was always something there like, wow, Iron Man and Spider-Man and Superman, where the hero is saving people from villains. There's always something about that helped young people have fantasies of the future about growing up and maybe being a policeman or a fireman and saving people and so on. Now, I'm not saying people that choose the homosexual lifestyle can't help other people and save other people and do those things. But the scriptures are really clear when it teaches when a man lies with a man, or a woman with a woman, or anything to do outside the order of Yahweh and outside the order of creation, is an abomination. It's sin. It's not righteous. And this is what the superheroes were created to protect: righteousness and living the right way and doing the right thing. And this might not irk some of you, because some of you might say that's their personal life and whatever they decide to do. Well, what if a Batman was all of a sudden, he gets in a relationship, but then he was cheating on his wife or something, and committing adultery, and the comic books were teaching this? Would you let your children read those books? And but children are going to read these books, children that might already be confused because what the schools are teaching them, and they might even become more confused. You know, so those people out there that